Chi-Chi's was a popular chain of Mexican-inspired restaurants that was most popular throughout the 1980s and the 1990s. But after years of falling sales, closing restaurants, and overall struggling to maintain their customers, they filed for bankruptcy in 2003 and completely shut down shortly after. Most of those locations were actually bought by Outback Steakhouse for $42 million, who went on to convert them into one of their own restaurants, likely Outback itself, Carrabba's, or Bonefish Grill. Considering Chi-Chi's has been gone for over 20 years now, you'd have to be a little older and likely from the Midwest to have experienced it. In fact, I'm guessing that most of the people watching this better recognize Chi-Chi's as a tortilla chip and salsa brand that you buy at the grocery store, right? And that is because Hormel, the consumer foods company probably most known for making Spam, made a licensing deal with Chi-Chi's back in 1987 to use the brand on those products, and as it turns out, those products have long outlasted the original restaurant. But for many people who have been there, I think it is safe to say that Chi-Chi's has left a lasting impression. They were known for making fresh tortillas that were used in their famous fajitas, along with other Mexican dishes that you would expect. But most people seem to remember Chi-Chi's for serving deep fried ice cream, margaritas, and of course, its energetic environment. Recently, this is unusual news, there has been a serious effort to bring back the chain. As of October 2025, there is a Chi-Chi's restaurant open for business outside of Minneapolis, potentially the first of many more. I will talk a little bit more about that, but I think that makes this the perfect opportunity to look back and explore what happened to this once popular chain. So in this video, I want to identify what I believe to be five of the biggest reasons behind the decline of Chi-Chi's. Starting out with rapid expansion. The first Chi-Chi's was opened in 1976 by Marno McDermott and Max McGee, who was a former NFL player for the Green Bay Packers. They both had experience in the industry and were correct in their assessment that there was an underserved demand for Mexican food in the Minneapolis area. I mean, that is pretty far from Mexico, and there were few others serving it at the time. Reportedly, they decided on the name Chi-Chi's because it was the nickname of McDermott's wife, and it proved to be a catchy enough name for the concept. Sales for that first year totaled around $2 million, which was five times their original estimates, and enough to make them believe that it could be successful throughout other parts of the Midwest. To my understanding, in the 1970s, Mexican food was just starting to become popular in select parts of the United States. For example, Taco Bell was expanding successfully throughout the Southwest, but the middle of the country was mostly untouched, so Chi-Chi's felt that pressure to establish themselves in new markets before someone else got there. Being aggressive in that situation, I think, made perfect sense, but most would agree that they went a little overboard with it. Within a decade, they were operating 200 locations, 42 of which were opened in 1985. This 1982 article from the New York Times called it the fastest growing restaurant chain in the country. Most of these new restaurants were on the larger end and located fairly close to each other. They wanted to focus in on certain areas to ensure that they would be the dominant restaurant within that region. Also, because their attempts to open restaurants in the country's largest, most competitive markets, like New York, California, Texas, and Florida, were unsuccessful, they were mostly confined to the center of the country, potentially proving that Chi-Chi's may have never been the most attractive concept, and that people would often pass it up when presented with similar alternatives, leading me right into the next reason behind their decline, competition. There are so many different ways that we can look at this, but I think Taco Bell would be the most obvious one. In 1978, they were bought by Pepsi, who went on to open thousands of locations across the country, including most of the markets where Chi-Chi's was already established. Also, in 1993, I want to mention that Taco Bell acquired a casual dining restaurant similar to Chi-Chi's that was called Chevy's. At the time, the head of Taco Bell said, "We think that the reason resources of Taco Bell will help them grow their business into a national chain. However, they only open about 20 of them outside of California over the next few years before selling it as part of Pepsi's plan to exit the restaurant industry. But then also in 1993, the first Chipotle opened, who obviously went on to become a national brand as well. I don't want to go through the entire industry, but my point here is that Chi-Chi's extended themselves into a vulnerable position, and a lot of their initial success came from the fact that they were operating in markets with very little competition. Then suddenly, when people of these communities wanted some Mexican food, they were not automatically going to Chi-Chi's, and I would go so far as to theorize that Chi-Chi's was often seen as one of the least attractive options. Leading me into my next reason, Chi-Chi's being perceived as more of a novelty, and I will admit there is a lot of speculation on my end here, but looking back at the old menu items and the commercials, it is hard to take them seriously. One that stands out to me was their 7/25 Cancun dinner special that included two big seafood enchiladas stuffed with a blend of snow crab, bay shrimp, and whitefish. I don't know, everything just feels so silly and exaggerated and over the top, filled with lame jingles and wild graphics. They had taglines like a celebration of food or get salsified. Look, I'm not saying that every company has to be seen as cool and professional. Even Taco Bell had that talking dog, but I cannot recall seeing a more consistently goofy brand image. Comedian Mitch Hedberg even made a movie in 1999 called Los Enchiladas, set at a crazy Mexican restaurant that was based on the Chi-Chi's that he used to work at growing up in Minnesota. I don't mean for any of this to sound insulting against Chi-Chi's. I apologize. If it does, I'm just trying to say that I question if all of these brand elements are effective enough to maintain a wide customer base. Going back to the list, I'm going to say that another issue for Chi-Chi's was repeatedly changing owners. Just some of the highlights here would be in 1979, after only 3 years of operation, it became a publicly owned company. Then in 1988, it was acquired by Food Maker, who was already the owner of Jack in the Box at the time. In 1994, Chi-Chi's was acquired by Family Restaurants, which was a newly formed company created through a bankruptcy that already owned a different casual dining Mexican restaurant chain called El Torito. They went on to acquire other restaurant chains and changed their name a couple of times before filing for bankruptcy in 2002, which, to be clear, is separate from the Chi-Chi's bankruptcy the following year that I mentioned earlier. And obviously, through all of this, there were multiple different leaders and management teams placed in charge, sometimes with conflicting approaches and opposing visions. My point here is that things were often chaotic and unstable, particularly in the case of that last owner. It could be argued that they were not able to dedicate the proper resources to recover the struggling chain. The last reason on my list is going to be a hepatitis outbreak, which I realize might sound crazy when I say it, but to this day, a Chi-Chi's at the Beaver Valley Mall outside of Pittsburgh remains the setting of the largest hepatitis A outbreak in U.S. history. It was traced back to green onions that were sourced from Mexico, which proved to be a major issue because those onions were used in their salsa that they provided free of charge to every customer, so pretty much everybody who ate there was exposed. In the end, 9,000 people were given shots to prevent an infection, 650 people were sick, and 4 people died. As you could imagine, it led to countless lawsuits and even helped influence the CDC's recommendation that all children receive a hepatitis A vaccine. Obviously, a major outbreak like this would understandably make the public hesitant to eat at Chi-Chi's. I know that I would be. Similar to what happened with the E. coli outbreaks at Jack in the Box in the 1990s or at Chipotle in the 2010s. However, compared to those other two restaurants who were able to recover from it, Chi-Chi's was considerably more vulnerable because it happened after everything else I had been talking about in October of 2003, just after they had filed for bankruptcy. I mean, that would have to be one of the all-time worst months for a restaurant chain. Clearly, things were already looking bad, and this outbreak crushed any kind of hope that they could make a recovery. Honestly, given all the factors against them at that point, shutting down all the restaurants may have been the most logical conclusion. So, for the past 20-plus years, Chi-Chi's has only existed in our memories, and as a consumer food brand at the supermarkets. Well, currently, a man named Michael McDermott is actively working to revive the brand. He has an extensive history in the industry, having established multiple concepts, including Kona Grill, and he also happens to be the son of Chi-Chi's co-founder, Marno McDermott, who also appears to be working with him as an advisor. In a statement on their website, Michael said, "I grew up inside Chi-Chi's restaurants. I watched my father and uncle build something people loved, not just a restaurant, but an experience that made people happy. After years of running my own restaurants, I woke up one morning during meditation and realized it's time. So I called my father, Chi-Chi's founder, and my uncle, Chi-Chi's first VP, and they both said the same thing. It's time to bring it back. The plan is to convert two existing restaurants into Chi-Chi's flagship locations, one of which has recently opened, and then build back up from there through franchising. He has already crowdfunded $2.4 million of his $3.5 million goal, so progress has been made. Honestly, I don't have a lot of faith in a sizable comeback, considering there is so much more that would have to be done, and I don't know if it was ever that strong of a concept. But still, I have to respect that this is a unique situation. Someone with a personal connection is behind the project, and it is a nostalgic factor going for it, considering how quickly it disappeared. So for anybody out there who truly misses this restaurant and the good memories associated with it, you might want to look deeper into this initiative, and maybe even try to make your way over to that Minneapolis location. Let me know in the comments, do you have any memories associated with Chi-Chi's? If you were a regular customer at one point, what kept you coming back, and what do you remember most about your experiences? Also, I think the obvious question here would be, what do you see for the future? Does Chi-Chi's have a realistic chance at returning to their former glory as a major chain of casual dining restaurants, or is it going to be a failed effort? However you feel about Chi-Chi's, you have to admit that it would be a cool story if it ended up coming back in a big way. And finally, do you agree with my reasons behind their decline, or do you think something should be added or subtracted from the list? And any other thoughts you have about Chi-Chi's, leave them in the comments. I'd like to hear what you have to say.
The legend lives on.
Chi-Chi's a celebration of food.
Thank you for watching.